huangqi. This is one of my favorite herbs. It tonifies qi and it raises the yang. Fantastic. So it really is like a lift for the person. For signs of tiredness and all the classic signs and symptoms of spleen qi deficiency, including diarrhea and loose stools where the qi is not being held, it's all just kind of falling out. And that also can include bleeding, because spleen qi controls the flow of the blood, and you can get some light bleeding, like mild nosebleeds, or of course the typical menstrual bleeding that just goes on and on and on. So it's not like a flood, but it's gentle bleeding that doesn't stop, where the spleen is failing to hold the blood. So we use huangqi like a yang tonic and a qi tonic for raising the yang, for supporting the qi, and also the zhongqi, where there's collapse, where there's prolapse, where everything's sinking. Yeah, huangqi is the herb that we need to use. Huangqi raises the yang a little bit as well, so this can also apply where you have a low mood due to qi deficiency. If you look at it, it's like the normal light brown colour of these herbs, but it comes in long, thin strips. It's quite a distinctive looking herb compared to the others, and sometimes these are cut or torn into two pieces. Huangqi is a herb that I have in my kitchen. I frequently have a little cup of huangqi because it just really simply helps to tonify my qi without giving me other problems. It also tonifies Wei Qi, and very importantly, it consolidates the exterior. Well, that's a new thing. So it's much more powerful for people who have Wei Qi deficiency and chronic colds and chronic infections. It's much more powerful at stopping that, from protecting the Wei Qi and allowing the Wei Qi to do its job properly. Another amazing thing, it generates flesh and discharges pus. You think, wow, when am I going to need that? Of course, you're going to need it when they have a real problem in medicine is chronic non-healing leg ulcers and sores. Huangqi, in combination with another brilliant herb, Dankui, in the blood tonics, generates flesh and enables the qi to be empowered enough to get rid of infection. It's very, very useful, and I've used it lots of times for this. It also regulates water circulation and reduces edema. So slightly careful if you're thinking about using this in a pregnant woman, where it may reduce the amniotic fluid. There are other better qi tonics to use. Another curious function is it relieves numbness and pain. Again, this could be pain in the muscles and the skin, and also in the extremities. And the way I would remember this is to think of neuropathy. So when you get an elderly person who's qi deficient and they start to have numbness and tingling or pain in the extremities, say for instance in their feet, huangqi is really useful for that. It treats Charcot syndrome for wasting and thirsting disorder. It tonifies the qi and promotes the generation of fluids where there are symptoms of thirst and fatigue. So this is a really special herb, huangqi. But you have to think about who you would definitely not give this herb to. And sometimes doing this exercise is a way to remember what it can do. You certainly wouldn't ever give it to an angry person with liver yang rising, because it would just, like touch paper, light their fire and it explode. It's too powerful for that. It's kind of too unstable. I've also found, because it does tonify qi and yang, that it can, I tend to make sure when people drink it in the morning, because it may be just a tiny bit stimulant. For some people with delicate qi and blood, it can be just a little bit too stimulating. Huangqi is sweet, it's slightly warm, and it enters the spleen and the lung channels. It's been around forever.